exams, and we've got six papers. We'll start with the first one, which is from Mayo Clinic. Mr. Liu is going to talk about limited diffraction beams for high frame rate 2 and 3D pulse echo imaging.
Limited diffraction beams have been studied for many years. It has large depth of field and may have many applications. The objective of this study is to develop a high frame rate 2D and 3D imaging using limited diffraction beams. I use the following approach. First, transmit a broadband plane wave pulse, and then receive echoes with limited diffraction responses, and then do FFT and IFFT to construct images. This is similar to frequency and phase encoding in MR imaging. Here is the procedure. You have a 2D array transducer, transmit a pulse, and here's the object to be imaged. And the echoes received are weighted with limited diffraction responses. And then Fourier construction is used to get images. And here, signals have a transmitter, go to TR switch, and a plane wave is transmitted into the object to illuminate. And then echoes received goes through the TR switch and then go to TGC preamplifier. After that, you can select the thickness of your volume with time gating. And then do the limited diffraction weighting and the signal are digitized. After digitization, you do FFT and IFFT to get images. I will show you the following results. First, the simulation and the experiment. This is an object for 2D C-mode imaging. C-mode means the object is placed at some distance, but which is in parallel with the transducer surface. I have two objects. First is a point scatterer, and the other object have a form of stacked arrow. And then this is the image constructed at three depths. First, 30 millimeter, 100, and 200 millimeters with the new member. And the right-hand side is corresponding to this object. So you can see objects are constructed. This is the object for 3D simulation. First object is three-layer point scatterers. First layer have four-point scatterers, and the second and third. They are 3 millimeters separated with each other. And the second object is a sphere of 6 millimeter diameter and consists of numerous point scatterers. And the third object is a five-cystic object embedded in scattering background. So in the right-hand side, on the first column, images constructed for the first object, but with after volume rendering, so you can see a three-dimensional object. And this is at a distance 30, 100, and 200 millimeters away from the surface of transducer, which is typical for medical ultrasound. And on the right-hand side, I just picked up the three slides of the volume. Volumetric images. You can see at three depths, these images are constructed basically with the object. This slide shows the second object, which is a random scattering ball of 6 millimeter diameter, and here again is the volume rendered images. the right-hand side is a slice through the center plane of this volume, volumetric image. Again, it's three depths. And here's the parameters for transducer assumed. And on the right-hand side is our last object, which is a five cystic ball embedded in scattering background. On the first column, it's looking down from transducer to the object, so top down. And the second column shows the images along this XZ slice. And the last column shows images YZ plane. In the following, I will show you the experimental result. This is the block diagram I used for experiment. This is a phantom, and the transducer is here. So I transmit a plane wave, and I receive echoes from each individual element. And the echoes, the received signal are digitized, and then transferred into Spark Station for processing. This is the ATS 539 tissue equivalent phantom. That has an attenuation of 0.5 dB per meter per centimeter. And I use two transducers, linear ray transducers. First is a smaller one, just 18.288 centimeters in width. The second one is 48 element. Second one is 64 element with 38.4 millimeter in width. And this dotted box represents the image area where image are to be constructed. This pattern consists of a few grayscale objects. It ranged from minus 15 dB to 15 dB relative to background, and also have many wire targets. Here is the reconstructed result with limited diffraction beam, and this slide shows the results from delay in the sum or conventional dynamic focusing method. You can see the grayscale object are constructed phase free, and the line target also constructed very well as compared to conventional image methods. To me, virtually identical for these images. This slide shows the computer simulation corresponding to the experimental conditions. I want to see what's the limit this method can achieve, because in the experiment you have so many noise and imperfect conditions. So it showed that the simulation gets very close to the experiment. In the simulation, I don't assume any tissue frequency-dependent attenuation, but in experiment, it does have those attenuation, but I compensated with GTC. I can see, virtually the constructed images are identical. From the above simulation and the experiment, we have seen this imaging method have the following features. First, the only one transmission is necessary to get a 2D and a 3D image. And this means it will have very high frame rate, up to 3,750 frames per second for a depth of 200 millimeters in biological soft tissues. And the second, this method will have high signal-to-noise ratio because the plane wave will not diverge within the depths of our interest. And the third, because the FFT and the IFFT are used to directly construct a 3D volume, so the equipment will be simple and inexpensive. In addition, the image quality is comparable to that of dynamic focusing system, as we have seen. And the 2D and 3D ground flow vector images can be constructed without a decorrelation problem because of the high frame rate. So I have did some simulation to see, experiment to see how the phase operation will affect this method. I purposely introduced the phase operation from each element of transducer. Here's the across the linear array dimension. This is for first array 48 elements, this is for 64 elements. You can see the amplitude of this phase is about 1 lambda, minus 0.5 to 0.5 lambda. This is the same. So we will see how this image will be distorted. Here's the, again, is the, use the limit direction beam to construct the image from the experiment data. The phase operation was introduced, and then you can see image of this dot, which is corresponding to phase shift of minus pi to pi. So the object is very recognizable, and the contrast goes down. And for conventional dynamic forcing method, you can see the images also distorted because of the imperfect condition, phase separation. Now I reduce the phase separation by half. See what happened. You can see the image started to build up. So it's still not good as a no phase separation situation. But the results are comparable to a conventional dynamic focusing method. So that means with the current method, with the new method, the image quality will be integrated about the same with the same amount of phase separation. If limited diffraction beams are used in both transmit and receive, we will get a two-way dynamic focusing without reducing frame rate. Because this is no need of montage to achieve transmit dynamic focusing. Second, real-time 2D imaging in high resolution and low side lobes can be constructed. In addition, field of view can be larger than transducer aperture as opposed to the high frame rate method. Here is the transducer, and here is the object. I have 9-point object, and this is the dimension of the separation of the object. And this is like conventional sector area. So I will, you will see the constructed image along this area. This is the constructed images. On the top was obtained with the conventional Fourier method, with the new method. On the bottom is with conventional two-way dynamic focusing method. But at this time, two-way dynamic focusing will have extremely low frame rate because you need an infinite number of frames to montage to get this image. But with this one, you don't need. And this is the side lobe plot. I plotted, picked up a maximum along each column, and I plotted it against the lateral axis. You can see these two methods are very comparable. So in terms of side lobe and the resolution is high, and the side lobe is low. In conclusion, a new imaging method has been developed. This method is promising for both 2D and 3D imaging. It has high frame rate and high quality, but have low cost. This method may have impact on future pulse echo system. Thank you for your attention.
Take this open for questions. Perhaps I could answer the question before you go. It's unlikely that for 2D, real 2D arrays, it would be possible to connect lines to every transducer. So some sort of sparse sampling is likely to be necessary. Have you any idea how your method will perform in a sparsely sampled array compared to conventional beamforming?
This method is not sensitive to the sparseness because the lateral resolution is usually much lower than actual resolution. So the actually transducer element can be larger than two lambda over two spacing. In this case, actually what you do is to get a signal from each element and then have reverse phasing on it and then sum them up. So it depends on how high the letter resolution you want. So you go how dense the 2D array you should have.
Move on to the second paper. This is from Vanderbilt University, Art Fleischer, who should get a special welcome because he's a radiologist. Thank you, Art.